Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk about the great regret. Now, you may not have heard of this, but following 2022, which was really highlighting the year of the great resignation, I wanted to know what had happened since. We've heard a lot of tech news about redundancies and organizations now shedding jobs. But what happened to those people who went through with the great resignation? A lot of people wanted a better work-life balance. They wanted organizations that aligned to their values. They wanted flexibility. But what happened? Well, there's a survey out by a company called Paychex, and they surveyed 825 employees and 354 employers. And what they found was really interesting. 8 out of 10 people who had moved jobs regretted it. They were reminiscing about how good their previous place was, and they regretted making the move. Now, 9 out of 10 people changed industries, and the regret there was deeper, 25% higher regret in moving. Now, what might be driving this? We all know that when we change jobs, we're on a heightened sense of alertness. You know, we're going from the certainty, even if we didn't like where we worked, we're going from the certainty, from the routines, the habits, the rituals that we had at work, to now an unknown entity, moving to a place where we think we've made the right decision. And let's face it, what have we got to go on? There's the external branding or marketing about what this organization's like. You might go on Glassdoor reviews, the touch points in the organization, the people you've met, the values, the mission, the purpose. And what we're building up in our minds is a picture of, is this organization like me? Are they aligned to who I am and what I stand for? Now, pre-boarding is critical. You know, when offers have been made, people are sat there thinking, goodness, have I done the right thing? Again, they're going to be in high anxiety levels. So pre-boarding, staying in touch, keeping them excited about the decision they made is important. But this leads me to question, what is the onboarding like? Now, all of this has stemmed from a couple of conversations I had last week with various people. But I was given an experience that somebody had, I was told an experience that somebody had only last week when they turned up at a place of work. And nobody knew they were coming. Now, just imagine for a second how that might feel. You've left the security of your place of work, no matter how many years you used to work there, but the rituals, the habits, the routines that you knew, they were ingrained. You didn't have to think about it. And you turn up at your first day, new place of work, excited, nerves, but excited. And then they aren't even expecting you. So what prep will they have done? There won't be the IT equipment you need to do your job. No one's planned out to who's going to spend lunch with you. What are you going to do? How are they going to do it? Who do you need to meet? Who are the stakeholders? Nothing. And you can imagine then people scrambling around in the background with their diaries and agendas already busy thinking, what do we do now? How is that making anybody feel valued at work? But this happens, and this was an example I came across last week, real life example. So this happens, and I think there's some scope, still some huge scope on getting onboarding right. Because I'm not saying this is the reason why we're getting the great regret. But it's harder to regret a decision when you're excited and it's being reinforced when you're there. So just imagine, if we want to create an amazing welcome, what would that look like? Well, firstly, the pre-boarding would be fantastic. Constant staying in touches, constant excitement, touch points of we can't wait to see you. And then you come to the onboarding. Imagine the first day, all your IT equipment's there. Everything you need to do the job is there. They're the basics. Your desk is all ready, but then there's a plan of how they're going to welcome you and integrate you into the organization. And the plan isn't for 1 day or 2 days. It might be a few weeks. Who are you going to buddy up with? Who's going to have lunch with you? Who are the stakeholders you need to meet? Who's going to stay in touch with you constantly to make sure you're okay? Are you getting everything you need, the support? to help you reduce the anxiety of a new place of work because they understand how difficult it is. Who's going to bring you up to speed with the culture? Who's going to help you understand the story of the organization? Where did the organization come from? When was it founded? Why? What's the purpose? What are they trying to achieve? And how do you fit in? All of this is really important. We sometimes think it's a HR initiative or an activity, but actually this is critical for a manager to make sure someone is set up for success for the long term. Now remember that Paychex survey, 8 out of 10 people regretting their decision to move. And the impact then that has on mental health. So what can we do to make that even better? As I said, we've got to start to think about how do we help people integrate. There's a huge focus on D&I and belonging, but what does that onboarding look like in terms of a sense of belonging? One way of understanding is how many people are leaving within the first 6 months or the year of joining. Why are they leaving? If the excuses don't make sense, it's worth going back and looking at. Are we getting this right? How are we helping people understand our values and theirs and the fact that they're aligned? Remember, this is the whole concept of psychology, the social identity theory. Instead of a them and us, we're trying to create an us. So on the first day, somebody feels like a them. They don't feel part of the team. Our job is to integrate them as quick as possible to feel part of us. And the real level of excitement that we can't wait. And we're so excited that you're here. So this research, I think, is really interesting. The great regret. We shouldn't have regrets. And one thing I want to remind ourselves all of is, you know, there's a huge amount of effort gone into employee engagement surveys and how engaged are people. But engagement is an output. It's a result. It's as a result of the experiences we create for people at work. Nobody joins organizations disengaged. Nobody. Disengagement is what we do to them. It's a result of the experiences we put people through that they become disengaged. So knowing someone's joining with high anxiety, but engagement, how can we quickly get them to be successful? It sounds really simple, but even going through their role, really helping them understand what their role is, what's expected of them at work, how the culture is across the organization, how do we do things around here? And look, let's not kid ourselves. Every organization is a work in progress. So warts and all, here's what we're great at. Here's what we've got real scope to improve. And here's how we work. That will help, will go a long way to helping somebody. And then also, remember, the first few days, weeks, the cognitive load is huge. So how can we make sure we're building enough time for reflection, allowing people to just assimilate, make sense of stuff? What we think is straightforward and basic, because we've been in the organization for years, may require some time to just assimilate. So again, how do we build that in? Because it demonstrates how thoughtful we are on making sure this person feels valued. So if somebody turned up at work, at your work, how could you make sure they feel valued? Firstly, let's hope you'd know they were coming, rather than the catastrophic failures of the example I described. You'd hope you knew they were coming and their information, equipment, everything they needed was there. But then managers, as busy as you are, we've got to build time for people. Because when we don't have time, what we're saying is, I value the other things I'm doing more than spending time with you. And right now, that's what they need. So have a think. I wanted this just to reflect on. Off the back of, as I said, Paychex surveyed 825 people, 8 out of 10 from the great resignation, regretting it, the great regret. And how can we help improve some of that? Some of that, I'm not saying for a moment this is all down to the onboarding, but when we get onboarding right, it's really hard to think about how people would regret taking the job. What happens is we start to see cracks as the weeks go on, and eventually you get to a stage where you think, I've made a mistake. This is not where I want to work. And within 6 months, within a year, people are leaving. So That's all for me today. I just wanted to really let you reflect on your onboarding. What's your onboarding like? And in data's key, survey people within the first 6 months, first year. Ask them what worked, what didn't work. And then look at the people leaving. Why are they leaving? How can you improve your onboarding? We spend an awful lot of time and effort on the external marketing, enticing people into the organization. But we need to spend far more effort into making sure they're set up for success. And that's where I think the effort needs to go into, to create an amazing welcome for people where they just, I guess it's just, we don't want buyer's remorse. We want people reinforcing the fact that I can't believe I'm here. This is just amazing. And why didn't I move sooner? Why didn't I take this plunge sooner? So the great resignation leading to the great regret, 8 out of 10 people, what are you doing? Reflect on your onboarding. Have a think. How can you make improvements in that so that people really do understand the organization's history, the culture, the values, understand how it applies to them, their role in it, so they really feel valued. And, you know, the one-to-one touch points, not just for the first week, butting up for lunch is great. But as a manager, how do we make sure the support is there throughout, continuously? Remember, we're all busy. But if I don't make time for you as a manager, I'm telling you, I value something more important than you. That's all from me today. I'm going to leave you reflecting. Join me again for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. I'm Rich Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.